What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Steelers make a gigantic trade with the Dolphins. There were all kinds of rumors swirling about the Steelers and Jonnu Smith. And then a lot of talk about the Steelers and Jalen Ramsey, conversations that weren't going anywhere. 10:30 today, bombshell. Both of those guys traded to the Steelers, heading back to the Dolphins. A guy the Steelers got from the Dolphins, Minkah Fitzpatrick, in just a very strange deal that we've been breaking down all day. For the most part, we like it, don't love it. And a lot of discussion about what the Steelers are getting with the two guys that come back in this trade. So to help us with that, Armando Salguero, one of the great NFL writers of all time, based out of Miami, has been their Hall of Fame voter and writer for years, covered the Dolphins for decades, now writes for OutKick. And he joins us again here on 93.7 The Fan. Armando, what are the Steelers getting in Jalen Ramsey at this point in his career?
They're getting an outstanding cornerback. And they're getting an outstanding cornerback that they need because they play in the NFC North. And last I looked, the Baltimore Ravens have Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman and added DeAndre Hopkins. And the Cincinnati Bengals have the best wide receiver duo maybe in the entire NFL with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. And to stop that and to somehow not be looking up at the scoreboard going, how do we keep up with that? You need talent at cornerback. And I know that Steelers fans may say, oh, we got Darius Slay. Okay. That's fine. He's 34. And he's probably played his best football. I think that Jalen Ramsey is an upgrade and a major upgrade, and he has versatility. You know, Jalen Ramsey, when he came to the Dolphins, he and I had a little, disagreement because I called him a cornerback. And he took offense to that, even though he played most of his career at cornerback, because he wants to be known as a defensive back, a guy that plays the nickel, a guy that has been able to play safety. He did that a lot in Jacksonville. He played some nickel with the Rams. And so he likes to kind of paint himself as, you know, a master of all the positions in the secondary, not just one. And that's fine, and I assume that the Steelers will make use of that versatility.
So you still see a really good to great football player, even though there were thoughts before Ramsey was traded, Armando, that he might get dealt for like a day three draft pick.
Well, that's the thing. You know, Andrew, here's the thing. It's possible for both teams to have done well.
Yep.
It's possible that one team doesn't have to absolutely 100% win the trade. The Miami Dolphins were in a terrible situation with Jalen Ramsey in that they had to trade him. The entire NFL knew it, and that typically lowers the value on a player when he's absolutely positively not going to be with the team. So how do the Dolphins rescue that situation? They did it by having a second team, and the second team is the Rams. The Rams love Jalen Ramsey and were more than willing and in fact were very open about their desire to get him back. Mm-hmm. And so that's a win for the Dolphins in that it wasn't a fire sale for Jalen Ramsey. Meanwhile, the Steelers, they get a good player. He's good. You know, the fact that he was disgruntled in Miami doesn't mean that he was sucky on the field. He's good. Jonnu Smith is coming off a career year. He's good. And I assume that Arthur Smith knows how to use him because the last time, you know, Jonnu Smith had 8 touchdown catches last year. That was a career year for him. And they tied a career high. You know the last time he did that career high was in 2020 when he played for who? Arthur Smith. And so that's a good get. And, yeah, they have to give up something to get something. Minka Fitzpatrick, the Dolphins love him and have loved him as an organization. They traded him because Brian Flores got a burr up his butt about wanting to turn Minka Fitzpatrick into Eugene Chung and make him play everywhere, and Minka didn't want to do that, so they had to trade him away, even though they had made him the first-round draft pick 1 year prior and he had been to the Pro Bowl. Is he the same player he was in 19 and 20?
No.
No.
He's not.
But he's a good player. He's a really good player. And so everybody kind of gets theirs in this trade, in my opinion.
Where do you think among those positions that Ramsey has played, where do you think he's the best fit in 2025, Armando? If you were going to say, yeah, he'll play everywhere, but this is where he'll perform best, outside corner, slot corner, or safety, what would you say and why?
So he's played the most at outside. He's played second most at slot. He has the rare ability in that he's a big guy for a cornerback, and he can play the slot. Obviously, I don't know that Darius Slay can do that. So if Darius Slay can't play the slot, that's Jalen Ramsey, and you know when they're facing the Steelers are facing 3 wide receiver sets in the slot position. When it's just Jamar Chase and Higgins, or you know Flowers and Bateman. Not Flowers and Bateman because Flowers is a slot guy. But look, I would say to you that when it's 2 wide receivers on the field for the other team, he's going to be outside.
How about the contract? Are the Steelers getting a bad contract? Are they getting a fair contract? Are they getting one they're going to want to renegotiate with Ramsey because it gets exorbitantly expensive over the next couple of years? Give me a take, Armando, on the contract they're getting with Jalen Ramsey here.
They're paying. They're clearly paying. And, you know, there's a report out there that they're giving him some money, a raise, and there's a report out there that they are paying part of, you know, the money that the Dolphins were going to owe him. The part that I don't like for the Steelers in this trade, and
yeah, let me hear it.
Really the only part, is the 5th-round pick. I don't love the Steelers giving up a 5th-round pick. I think the Dolphins are happy that they're getting a 5th-round pick out of this thing.
Interesting. All right, Armando, last one. Would you say Jalen Ramsey, true or false, is still a top 10 corner in the NFL?
Wow. So if he's healthy, yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is... his health hasn't been there during his time with the Dolphins. He didn't blow out his knee, but he had a significant knee injury the first day of practice 2 years ago, and he was out for, you know, quite a while. He struggled with minor, you know, soft tissue injuries and so forth during that time, and that has slowed him. But when he's been 100% and on the field, he is a very good cornerback. There's no two ways about it.
Do you think – actually, I lied. I got one more for you. Do you think there's any way the Steelers could have gotten Tyreek Hill thrown into this deal, Armando?
Well, I mean, were they going to pay? No.
I don't know. We just need a number two wide receiver here. I know Jonnu Smith is kind of going to maybe function as one, but I'm just curious if you feel like they would have – if there was a way to pry him loose. That's all.
Yeah, the Dolphins would be, I believe, interested in moving on from Tyreek Hill. But the contract makes it such that it's practically impossible unless a team says, we'll take on the burden of, you know, the guarantees for you. And I don't know any team that really wants to do that.
Gotcha. Armando Salguero has done an unbelievable job of covering the Dolphins and now the NFL for OutKick. Hey, Armando, thanks for coming back with us today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, brother.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.